Good afternoon. We've finished our final day of preparation here at the Grove, and we really enjoyed our stay here. The people have been terrific. The fields, the food that we've eaten, they've done a terrific job. Couldn't have been better hosts. The National Football League, along with the staff here at the Grove, have made it a pleasant time for us during our preparation. And now we get ready to move on to the next phase of what we have to get done as we go down and have our walkthrough on tomorrow at Wibler Stadium, which should be a plus for us as well as we continue our preparation. From an injury standpoint, we have a few guys that aren't going to participate in this game that will be out that have dressed for us in the past. Chris Cook, we're going to hold him out of this ball game. Red Ellison, Jamarcus Sanford, and Kristen Ponder. We've made the decision to start Matt Castle. Christian had a fractured rib and just felt like it was, from a medical standpoint, too risky to put him out there and take a hit, not knowing what the possibilities might be after taking a hit to the ribs. He's a tough guy, but probably wouldn't be wise to put him in that situation. We have complete confidence that Matt will do a good job. Our players are going to support him. And he'll be the guy that'll be leading us to victory on Sunday evening.
How frustrated was Christian with the final determination?
You know, he's a competitive guy. You know, he's played through some tough injuries over his time here in Minnesota, his short time here, and he wanted to play. You know, especially in this venue. I mean, this is something that you don't know how many times you're going to have a chance to play in a ball game like this, and he knows how important it is for our team. So it was tough. For him to get the news that, you know, we're going to start Matt, but he also understands from a health standpoint it's probably the wise thing to do. And the fact that we have a bye coming up gives him a little bit more time to heal. So he understands that part of it.
If Castle shines, do you have a quarterback controversy on your hands? And how do you deal with that then?
Well, I'm hoping that he shines. I don't foresee a quarterback controversy, but we want him to play lights out. We want him to have the best game of his NFL career on Sunday.
Coach, did you practice this week as though it was the possibility? Did Matt get enough snaps? Did he get, you know?
I think so. You know, we worked Matt with the mindset that this was a possibility, so we wanted to make sure he was getting some snaps. And so I think we're prepared in that way. Yep.
Coach, do you feel that the rest of the team is prepared for Matt?
The rest of our team? Yeah. I mean, the guys have been around him throughout the spring and then training camp as well. They've gotten a chance to get to know him. He's done a good job from a leadership standpoint. He's been in this role before. You know, his veteran presence, you feel it. So the guys, there was no shock this week as he got more and more reps. So I think they'll handle it the right way.
Do you think for an opposition like the Steelers, this is a curveball that they now have to scramble and sort of maybe adjust for, or not necessarily? Are they?
I kind of doubt it. I mean, they played against Matt before when he was in Kansas City, and so I don't think so. And they knew that this was a possibility because we announced that Christian was injured early in the week. So I think they've probably been crossing their T's and dotting their I's along the way. So, all right, thank you guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.